A recent national survey has found that African Americans are less likely to learn how to swim than whites. And the reasons for this difference are quite complicated. In his documentary Good Hair, Chris Rock interviews African Americans about the lengths they will go to in order to achieve a certain look with their hair. That desire can make getting into deep water a non-starter for some, like Stomp the Yard actress Megan Good.
I definitely get in the water. I definitely get in the water from about here down.
You don't swim?
No. We don't play those games.
WNYC's Jenna Flanagan explores the accepted belief that black women don't swim.
It's a great form of exercise, a refreshing summer activity, and an important life skill. Yet African American women seem to be, shall we say, less enthusiastic.
Oh no, black women don't swim. She's not getting her hair wet. No, that's not going to happen.
That's what Michael Hawkins, an instructor at the Hair Design Institute in Manhattan, often hears from clients, students, and some stylists when the subject of swimming comes up. Most African American women wear their hair chemically straightened or relaxed, and to get that look, stylists often use a chemical called sodium hydroxide to reshape black hair into a straighter form. But pool water can be detrimental to that.
A lot of the chlorine in the water, or sometimes the salt or whatever, works against the actual relaxer product that you put in the hair. So over time, you know, then you end up having breakage, hair shedding, coming out, things like that.
If it's not properly cared for, black hair, especially in a relaxed state, won't grow long. But this isn't just about damaged hair.
The hair issue is not just a beauty issue for black women.
That's Anne Morning, an assistant professor of sociology at New York University. She specializes in race and ethnicity.
Traditionally, it had all this other meaning that went well beyond anything about kind of sexual attractiveness. It had everything to do, too, with being a respectable or a worthy member of the community.
Morning says black women's complex relationship with their hair can be traced back to antebellum America, when long, straight hair was one of the most symbolic markers of beauty. She says from there, it's no surprise that the country's first black millionaire and the first American woman ever to earn $1 million was Madam C.J. Walker, who developed a line of beauty and hair care products specifically for black women.
Not just of making them beautiful, but also of making them respectable, of giving them a kind of image which is consistent with that of a lady, you know, of a person who is worthy of respect in society.
But Morning says there's more to the swimming issue than just hair. Fewer numbers of African-American swimmers can be traced back to segregation.
You know, not only were public pools often off-limits to black people, but there was also this sense that that would just be an unbearably intimate kind of place for blacks and whites to mix.
At the Newark YMCA, classes for swimming lessons are packed this summer, as instructors say they usually are. May Burnett brought her 7-year-old son Solomon to swim class at the Y. Her relaxed hair is loosely combed back, revealing a few centimeters of her natural hair underneath. She says swimming has been a big part of her life since she was 4.
As a child growing up, I had locks, so hair wasn't a big deal to me. I never even thought about it, the chlorine destroying my hair. I never even have a problem. My hair's a mess right now, but the reason why I'm not in the water is because I'm actually going to go get my hair done tomorrow, but I'll be in the water next week, without a cap.
Tiara Sutton, a 19-year-old lifeguard at the pool, wears her hair relaxed, but says she's become accustomed to swimming with it.
You might have to, you know, wash it more often because of the chlorine, but
a little extra conditioner helps too. Sutton says it was important for her to conquer her fear of deep water, but speculates that some of her girlfriend's hesitation to do the same has less to do with hair and more to do with a fear of not knowing how to swim well.
I think it's a cover-up.
But looking out over the afternoon swim class, gender, race, and beauty still seem to be an issue. It's mostly boys. For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.